Hello, and welcome to Nonprofit Spotlight. I'm Stephanie Ings, the Director of Education and Community Engagement here at KXCI Tucson. Today, I'm here with Benjamin Gillette, the Chief Operating Officer of Lorelei's Literary Foundation. Thank you so much for being here today, Benjamin.
Thank you for inviting me.
What is your organization's mission and vision?
Our mission is really focused on the youth. And more specifically, we're trying to bring art and creative expression back into the public space. And it's a fairly new operation that we're working with. And it's kind of due to the name of our company, which is Lorelei's Literary Foundation. Lorelei was a big part of our deciding factor to open this up and do this. And Lorelei was a very creative young woman, and she loved to read. And when I say she loved to read, I mean, she was voracious. She would read at least 2 books a week. And so books were definitely a huge part of her exploring her own creative expression. And she also loved to perform. She was a performer. She would sing, she would dance. She loved to write stories and perform it for us. And unfortunately, when she was younger, we couldn't afford to put her in any classes to evolve that expression in any way. And as she got a little older, we finally got into a position where we could put her into some of those classes, and we put her in dance. And it was really neat to watch her, because she kind of went to dance like a fish goes to water. And unfortunately, she passed away in an accident. And our family experienced that in a really hard way. But we decided what we wanted to do with that was we wanted to reach out to the community and make sure there weren't other kids that were missing that opportunity because they couldn't afford it. And so our organization is dedicated for 2 primary missions. The first is to get books into the hands of kids, to open that expression up, to get them prepared and ready to see what the art community might look like. And our second one is to go into partnerships with local art organizations and provide scholarships so that when a child can't afford those programs, we come in and we bridge that gap. And we help make sure that they can get access so they can develop that expression.
Thank you so much for sharing Lorelei's story. And can you share the highlights of one of your programs that help you execute your mission?
So right now we're working on a program called Adventure in the Arts. And this is a program that we are doing to try and open the idea that art is more than just drawing on paper. And we're doing this by going into the community and offering these introductory classes to new ideas. And so one of those, we're going to be working with acrylics, something most people have heard of. But then we're also going to be looking at something like wood burning, which is something not very many people have heard of and they're not really familiar with. So we're trying to get the community to see art as more than just drawing on paper and sculpting, but looking at it as it's cooking classes and it is writing, performing. And so that's focusing on this adventures in art and all the different types of adventures you can have. We're in a partnership with Sokka, and we're going to be doing it at their Catalyst Lab in the Tucson Mall. And we've been able to secure every second Friday starting at 4 going to 6 p.m.
And how can people find out more about Lorelei's Literary Foundation?
So just like most companies, we have a website, which is loreleisliteraryfoundation.org. And a lot of our information is there. And we are updating that website frequently to try and make sure our events are getting on those pages so that that's a place where you could go to make a donation as well as to volunteer to donate your time as a volunteer.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Benjamin, representing Lorelei's Literary Foundation.
Thank you.
Support for Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $245 million in grants and scholarships to the community. Learn more at cfsaz.org.